Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Growing concern and outrage over those planned power outages throughout California. We're joined now by Alex Stone, who's been there following this story. Alex, we're hearing that people are getting, restless might be an understatement.
Well, yeah, but now that big wildfires are burning here, that restlessness, they're starting to forget about that, and now it means running from these flames. Right now, I am surrounded by bright orange flames here on the fire line right now. This is an area of L.A. where overnight this fire started near an area of L.A. called Sylmar. It has been running in 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and now we know that homes are gone. We know buildings are gone, but nobody knows how many. They are working to get people out as quickly as they can right now. Resources are streaming in here to evacuate folks, to get them going. But this is why the power was shut off to so many folks here in California beginning midweek. Because of exactly this concern that these fires would begin. They are now underway. There are several fires that are burning around Southern California. This one is the most worrisome right now as it makes this run.
All right, it's a completely different scenario, though, in Southern California versus Northern California, right?
Well, yeah, very much so. In Northern California, the power was cut. They had some smaller fires. They didn't have anything this major. But Southern California, once the winds got here yesterday, immediately there were fires that were taking off. There was one about an hour and a half east of here yesterday that took out a number, about 75 mobile homes. And then that fire seemed like that was going to be the bad one. This one last night then sparked up, and this has been running through L.A. itself. These Santa Ana winds are expected to last maybe another 12 hours or so, then they should begin to wane. But in 70-mile-an-hour winds, there's really nothing that these firefighters can do except try to get people out in front of these flames. They can't stop these flames. They've been jumping freeways, just spotting a mile ahead in these winds. There's really nothing you can do to stop them. So it's all about, right now, saving lives in this area.
Is there fear right now that these can spread and become fires like what we saw last year?
And that's exactly what this fire is right now. This is a major fire that has grown to many thousands of acres in the last couple of hours. It is running very, very quickly. They are doing everything they can to get people out right now. Right now, there is no stopping this wildfire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.